Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Oss. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Lynn moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Dillard applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Dillard. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Otis reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive towards short. Burleson catches it and throws to third to double up Porter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Paquette reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Paquette tags and moves to third. Brett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Dillard applying the tag. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into right field. Cowens picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowens. Dillard moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with splitter covering, for the out. Dillard scores. Burleson moves to third. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Paquette scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Marty Patton now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gura now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Denny Doyle now playing second base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Joe LaHood pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Cowens scores. Porter moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 4-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Campbell covering. Safe. Porter scores. Otis scores. LaHood moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing shortstop. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Doyle scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Royals. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.